This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got a show to do, but I'm going to change topics on you, Super Don, right from the get-go, just because I know how hard you've been working on tomorrow's show, and we're going to be live on Friday for the... You know, it's funny when we do that, and welcome everybody to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but sometimes we have to plan ahead when I'm doing trips, right, going out of town. And so we've got coordination with Jonathan Emord for tomorrow. We've got Cheryl Chumley coming back on board. It's going to be exciting, very, very exciting show tomorrow. But when you do that, you live in the future. You don't know what day it is anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I hardly know who I am right now. And I'm going to say it this way because, you know, normally I go out and lecture around the world on health and healing. And, you know, I'll talk silver. I'll talk about vaccines, you know, all kinds of integrative medicine, selenium, you know, all that stuff. And it's fun for me. Right. I dig it. I can do it. I got called up yesterday to do a lecture of a different kind. Huh? And, yeah, no, a different kind of lecture. And I was asked by a local Girl Scout troop, of one of which, well, my daughter's in the Girl Scout troop as well, to speak to them about public
cookies.
Speaking. No, not cookies. I couldn't do that. If I'd have brought that up, the GMO thing would have just knocked them out. So, no, about public speaking. I thought, well, that's interesting. I was like, wow. Yeah, sure, why not? Do a little thing on public speaking for them. I think there's like a public speaking merit badge. Were you ever a Girl Scout? I mean, a Boy Scout? Super.
I was never a Girl Scout, but I was a Boy Scout. Yeah.
You were, okay. So you get those merit badges, right?
Right, right.
They need to have one for like homeopathy, natural medicine, you know, merit badges for like stuff that, you know, is really going to matter in the future for these kids, I think. I think they're missing out on certain things. But in the meantime, today I delivered an impromptu message about public speaking. And it was like a 15-minute talk for a bunch of, let's see, the girls were what, 10, 11, 12, 13 years of age? I think that was right.
Okay. Yeah.
And so my first edict, if you will, to teach somebody about speaking, public speaking, is know your audience. Know your audience. And I'm like, well, I know my daughter, but I don't know where these girls are at in terms of public speaking. But yeah, it's the first time I ever spoke to a bunch of Girl Scouts. And it went well. Do you know what the second rule of public speaking is? The first one I said, know your audience. This is a good teachable moment for everybody that wants to go out and talk, okay?
Rule number two of public speaking, wear pants.
That goes without saying. Come on.
I don't know. What is rule number two?
Know your subject. Know your subject.
Oh, okay. Well, duh. That's a moment of duh right there.
But you got to start with the basics. I mean, I'm dealing with a bunch of youngins, right? And I got to teach the basics. And the third thing is, and I had to learn this the hard way because of Ty Bollinger at The Last Truth About Cancer, know your time limit. Know your time.
Yes.
Although I still claim to this day that I did not go over even a millisecond. But Ty,
I don't think you did. I think he just wanted to do it so bad that he just...
He's convinced himself that I went over by a second, and that was enough. Right. He picked me up, carried me off the stage. Very, very amusing. And that was also part of... In fact, that story came up because my daughter was in this little audience, and she says, remember when Ty carried you off the stage? It's like... I wasn't going to go there for this crowd. That's an advanced technique, right? To make people laugh and do something silly. But seriously, if you don't know your audience, you don't know how to deliver the message even if you know your subject matter. So that's why it is important to know who you're going to present to. And sometimes you don't know who you're presenting to, so you got to ask questions right when you get up on the stage. So I was like, it was fun for me because I was going back to when I first started speaking publicly. And I started, you know, doing the techniques that I was going to tell them that that's what they were. And I asked them instead, you know, what did you identify? What was interesting about the lecture? What did you see me do? And so they were engaged. So I was actually using the techniques. And I said, so, see, when you go up in public lecture, you're not sure what's going on. Ask a question of the audience. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't know why I feel like compelled to communicate this to everybody, but I don't want to be the only one talking about this kind of message. And I know that people out there, you people, you know who you are, listening, tuning into the Robert Scott Bell Show regularly, you want to be able to communicate this message out to the world. And whether you're in a public speaking scenario or whether you're talking to your best friend or someone you just met, these three rules are very good. Know your audience, right? Know, find out about the person you're talking to so you can then, you've got subjects that you know and you want to communicate. You don't know how best to communicate them until you know who you're talking to. And then, of course, got to get a sense of how much time you have so you don't, you know, you're one quarter of the way through and, oh, got to go, time's up, right? And that would suck. So these things in terms of communication, like on this radio show, Super Don, we know the time frame for the most part. Although we get some bonus time because of the YouTube stream, I get to go a little overtime when people have questions at the end, which is kind of fun. And sometimes it'll, you know, we won't need to do that, but it's fun to have that option. But if you've got a set time, you got to get in there and do it. And I know, Super Don, you're thinking, well, get on with the program already. Get on with the program because we're going to run out of time for this opening segment. So I guess I will. I don't know. It's not a subject that makes me really thrilled to talk about, but it is very topical and it is, you know, falling in line with our discussion, for instance, of the right to keep and bear arms because we had another shooting in America, those of you listening around the world. This happened at the YouTube headquarters in California. A place where they have very strict gun laws relative to the states. And this woman who went out and did this dirty, dastardly deed was from Iran right near Turkey. And I was reading about that because people want to say, well, she's an Islamic terrorist. And apparently she claims to be a member of the Baha'i faith. And, you know, you don't hear about Baha'is often shooting people, right? It's from what I experienced, and I've been there in Haifa, in Israel, a very peaceful group of people. But she was doing all kinds of YouTubes and monetizing it, and apparently YouTube changed the algorithms or started not allowing her to do the things she was doing, so she wasn't monetized. She was very, very upset. Now, initially, when they reported this yesterday, they were talking about, oh, is this somebody that was upset because of a boyfriend at YouTube? And it turned out only that she was really ticked off at YouTube about the fact that she was no longer able to monetize. She felt like she was being censored. And, you know, it's an interesting scenario here, Superdome, because, you know, we are obviously are still on YouTube. We haven't been censored. Our buddy, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, has been censored. We'd love to see him back on board or out create this and create a new video format for all of us that want to speak truthfully, honestly, openly, directly, and forthrightfully, if you will, on very on a lot of issues that are not popular in the mainstream media. And so if you have access and you're monetizing and suddenly you're losing that ability, you could get pretty ticked off and you really are, you feel powerless. And that's a dangerous place for certain people. When they feel powerless, what do? They can lash out. It's kind of like an animal that's cornered, trapped. And that's the place where they're the most dangerous. And she apparently felt trapped. Now, she even had family members call the cops and said, we're worried about, well, you know, what's going on here. Once again, the police interviewed her, let her go. Apparently they couldn't do anything, whatever. And she goes in and shoots two or three other people, and they all live, thankfully. So far, so good. And she took herself out, ultimately, a suicide.
Right.
No reports on whether she was on SSRIs or psychotropics. I don't know the answer to that. But for those of you saying, well, this is because of easy access to guns, she's in a state where it's not as easy. Why are you laughing?
Well, it's a bit of a conundrum.
Isn't it?
Well, it is. And I saw a meme earlier today, and it says, when the shooter's a leftist vegan, now this is all true, leftist vegan Persian woman who used a handgun to shoot people in an area run by Democrats who've enacted strict gun control laws. So you know, you're in a situation.
Censor conservatives.
And you can't blame Republicans, white people, men, or AR-15 owners. What do you do?
Well, they still are saying, I've heard this, that they're blaming the NRA, even though the facts don't matter. Right. I don't, and then they'll say it this way, Super D. They'll say, I don't care about the facts. Don't tell me the facts. I know the NRA is responsible. I'm like, all right, that's, at that point, there's nowhere you can go. You know, how do you argue with a liberal when a liberal says, I don't care about the facts? And this is a problem with the vaccine issue, too, by the way. Don't tell me the facts. I know vaccines are good. They're manna from heaven. By the way, on the vegan front, and you know, Liam Chevron wearing a shirt he designed today. He passed away 2 days from now, a year ago. And we're going to do a nice memory retrospective a little bit with him tomorrow on, well, with Joni Abbott and Super Don. We'll be here together doing that as well. And, you know, Liam was not a vegan, but largely vegetarian. And he always said, eat lower on the food chain. But anytime we did subjects of food, it would be the most angering. Some people on the vegan side would be vicious and angry. And animalistic, even, weirdly enough. And those who are meat, I mean, it's kind of crazy. So this is an angry vegan. And some of these people, they hate humans. They hate people. Because people do awful things to animals, much less eat them. And so they get very angry. Not all, but in this case, that could be part of the equation. So some would argue if she had only eaten animals. And I'm not saying that. I know it's kind of a weird thing to consider. But I've met a lot of angry vegans. I'm just saying. And in this case, yeah, it's hard to say anything. But my gosh, if you're going to blame guns for this because you're concerned about people being harmed, what about vaccines? What about the CDC? What about J.B. Handley, founder of Generation Rescue? He was a writer for Medium online, and he's had like 26 or so articles. He's the author of Evidence of Harm, and he got kicked off of Medium inexplicably, probably because he wrote truthfully, forthrightly, honestly about vaccines not being manna from heaven. And so we're dealing with a lot of censorship issues, YouTube censorship, Facebook censorship, Twitter maybe even, you know, censoring messages. And it's not going to end well for those companies that are in support of censorship or for the leftists that want to censor information that they don't agree with, that frightens them, that causes them to melt like snowflakes. And J.B. Handley has done a lot of good work over the years, and he acknowledges, because he's got a vaccine-injured child, as does Ken Heckenlively, who wrote the latest article we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Folks, censorship is suppression. When you suppress something, it will boil over in anger. If YouTube, you've given this wonderful opportunity for people to monetize videos, and suddenly you take it away, you are responsible to some degree. Now, ultimately, she's responsible for pulling the trigger. But you set the terrain up where you set them up. You give them something, you take it away, and you watch what happens to humans that are in trouble.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're almost ready to head to Colorado. And we're going to go to Loveland and be at the NoCo Hemp Expo this Friday. Special live edition Friday evening. Afternoon there. It'll be 5 to 7 in the afternoon out there. 7 to 9 Eastern. 4 to 6 Pacific. Live broadcast. We should be able to simulcast on YouTube from out there. So that'll be a fun one to tune into. I would tune into that one. And because it's more than just me to look at. And it was fun, like on Sunday, having Hagen and Paul Bertero in studio. I'm still thinking about that. It was just a fun event to have. I have people in my studio. I got visitors. I don't feel so lonely, Super Don. So that was fun. and the fact that Hagen brought this whole house QI unit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call and complain because my wife has so much energy every day. It's like this thing is doing something. I didn't realize how sensitive I was to electromagnetic fields. That to be neutralizing them so that they don't have that negative impact on you by putting all these electrons out to protect you. Suddenly this energy is freed up in her. Recovery, rebounding from things. It's for reals. I'm so excited. So excited. And I love it. Good testimonial in-house here. And if you want to learn more about it, go to robertswater.com or synergyscience.com. You'll see the links to the QI. There's QI Home, QI Me, I think it's called. That's personal. You can walk around with it, whatever. But it protects you from what? Guess what? Microwave towers, 5G. We've been talking about it, and the news just keeps getting worse about this stuff. There's a headline here. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com through Natural Blaze. A whistleblower blows the lid off microwave towers. And so we look at the bullet points on what it's doing. John Rappaport was with us. We talked about it yesterday a little bit, too. Let's see. This whistleblower talks about what they're all about, what they're designed to do, and that they radiate harmful radiation to passive citizens, right? But we've said, the radiation is not necessarily ionizing, to my knowledge, in the same way that radiation from uranium or, you know, X-rays are. But the fact is they can penetrate the outer layers of the body, the skin, and damage DNA in a different kind of way, in a significant way. Zap the metabolism, zap the energy. And this guy or gal, I don't know, you have to tell me who the name of this whistleblower is. I'm just more interested in what he says. The real danger, what's coming off of the top of the towers. So it's beyond just the non-ionizing radiation. He's telling me, or all of us, that they're not structurally sound physically. In other words, they might be catching fire and falling over on us. And if they're going to be, you know, one every a couple hundred feet, that's a lot of things to dodge. We're not talking a Chinese space station crashing down in the middle of the Pacific Ocean anymore. Stuff set up around the neighborhood. So I guess there are ways to track where they're putting this stuff as well. But I'm just happy that we've now found some technology that can prevent some of the worst of it. It's not going to protect them from falling on your head, if that's the case. That's a new warning that I wasn't aware of, Super Don, were you?
No. And, you know, this is interesting information, but it's information that you don't, let me put it this way. Mm-hmm. If you know where to look, you can find a lot of information in print and on YouTube about the dangers about 5G. But outside of those places,
yeah,
you know, 5G is being touted as this great thing that's coming soon, right? And it will allow you to be able to watch movies on your phone with, you know, no buffering and, you know, high speed, you know, technology and stuff like that, which, you know, that would be attractive to a lot of people. I still don't quite understand, and I think it's something we need to keep following up on as time goes on here, because I don't remember this type of warning coming out with 4G. You know, it was just like, you know, you had cell phones and they did 4G, and it was like, man, I'm really glad about they came out with 4G because 3G sucked, right?
Right.
And so, you know, we got the 4G, everybody's used it, but I don't remember this type of information coming out in regards to 4G. Now, apparently the 5G is different. Mm-hmm. From the 4G, and that's why people are talking about it. And this reminds me of the smart meter thing,
right?
Where a lot of people talking about smart meters. Oh, they're dangerous, and they're going to make you sick, and they can kill you, and you know, and all this stuff. This new technology really does seem to potentially have a downside.
Yeah, check out the video, y'all. It's linked up in the show notes. 5G death towers. Whistleblower blows lid off of 5G death towers. I mean, again, there's no informed consent in what they're rolling out here. And y'all think, oh, it's the coolest thing. I'll even have more bandwidth to watch movies on Netflix. No. You're looking the wrong way, folks. And at the very least, find ways to protect your family. We talk about the things that are worth the investment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we can't control for everything. We may not be able to stop the 5G towers. I don't know. But in the meantime, we'll keep talking about it and giving you options.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on the home in broadcast radio syndication. You know it. You've heard about it. There's GCN, GCNlive.com. We got iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud if you miss a show, and YouTube when we are able to do the live stream video. Like last night, we did two, because like partway through the first hour, massive lightning strike. Now, in my ears, it sounded like an explosion, right? You all just, where did Robert go?
Yeah.
So I had to reconnect, and I was going through the MiFi, and at a certain point, the MiFi crapped out, too, and then I had to reconnect through the thing. So it was a fun show. We got through it. John Rappaport was great, as always. And we got that video restarted. So all good, but separated into two phases. Every once in a while, that does happen. Tonight, We go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, TMB, bringing the truth about pet cancer. It's finally ready for release. Folks, have you signed up? Are you ready? Right after the show. I mean the minute, just about the minute the show ends, you can now turn the channel and you'll be watching The Truth About Pet Cancer. So Ty and I are going to talk about that. And, of course, 50 years later, the MLK assassination. There's a lot we could learn from that. The official stories, speaking of Liam Schiff, that continue even to this day. There's a lot of anomalies associated with that, and Ty's going to help us go through that. If you remember his book, Monumental Myths, which I have somewhere over my left shoulder, we'll bring that out next hour. Super D, let's see. We got Trump's latest Pixie Seizure. Oh, how about let's go to the listeners, shall we? Yes, let's.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, Barb. Barb's asking a question about her 5-year-old unvaccinated grandson. He's apparently been exposed to a whooping cough 7th grader in his school. Well, that's the end of the world there, isn't it? Where's the news reports on that, Barb? You know how they're going to blame your child for that 7th grader's whooping cough. Oh, your grandkid wasn't vaccinated. It's his fault. Wait a second. But my grandkid's not sick. Check out the 7th grader. He was probably vaccinated for it. Let's see. The only shared area in the private school is the gym. Well, it's a private school, a little more accommodating typically. But the only shared area in the private school is the gym. Should he stay home from school for a while or should his parents send him? Well, that's an interesting question. Super Don, as a parent, as a dad, I want you in on this conversation. Why not? Why not?
Okay. I'm a little out of practice, but okay.
Yeah, so, all right, we got a kid. You got a kid. Let's say your kid's 5.
5-year-old.
Okay, this is a grandkid. It could be a grandkid because you're a grandpa. I don't know what this is like to be a grandpa. But 5 years old, and you hear that in that 5-year-old school, there's somebody with whooping cough. Your 5-year-old grandkid, do you send them to school anyway? Do you hold them back? Well, what do you think?
That's a good quote. Well, I would probably want to try and do something to make sure that my grandson was at least, I don't know if I wouldn't. Well, I got to ask some other questions here, though, okay?
Sure, yeah.
Let's think about this. First off, how did you hear that the kid's been exposed to whooping cough?
Well, normally, if there is a case, I will say it this way. The school will send. We have been alerted that, so you're going to get the memo.
All right. So I'm assuming then if the school would know, then the child who had whooping cough would no longer be at the school.
That's my assessment, too. I agree.
Okay. So would I then send my kid back to... why not?
I think the concern would be he spread it to other kids. Now it's just going to be one of those outbreaks. If he was in a public school, this wouldn't even be a question you can ask Grandma Barb, because they would say, well, if your kid's not vaccinated, he has to stay at home. Right? Remember I've said that? Right. The worst thing
is
that
this a public school?
No, it's a private school. It's a private school. Yeah.
You're right. Okay, private
school. So they might have a policy that's a little different, that they won't force you to stay at home. I mean, that's typically the case in a public school. Sometimes private schools, too. If your kid's not vaccinated, they make them stay home. And I'm like, well, whoop-de-doo. You have less to unindoctrinate them about when they stay home, right? So it's an advantage to the child to stay home. Now, I would be concerned for sending my kid there, but what I would be doing is the homeopathic nozote, the homeoprophylaxis, pertussis nozote. And so we would do that. We would also do a little bit extra on the silver hydrosol before, during, and after school, or if you can work it out with the school nurse. In a private school, you probably could, where you could say, hey, have them come in at, around lunchtime to get another dose of silver hydrosol. I would certainly be doing some beta-1 3D glucan to modulate immunity, right? Strengthen immunity. A little extra selenium, because my kids will do every day. They get the innate response selenium. And, so I'm strengthening that immune system. So even if there's exposure, the likelihood of succumbing to this is minimal. And if there is that issue, of course, we got the nozode. There are homeopathic remedies, page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal, Good Lovin' for Your Lungs. I talk about the homeopathic remedies for the lungs, starting with Bryonia alba, which is liver lung polycrest. So it works both ways. And then you have, let's see, what else we go for the lungs? Antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia, and our favorite, and our five-year-old grandkids' favorite, right, Barb? SpongeBob. Toasted SpongeBob. Spongiatosta. So we have remedies to counter it. We have things prophylactically to use to strengthen immunity that include a more efficient, effective, and safe way, non-toxic way, non-harmful way, of sensitizing the immune system through homeoprophylaxis. So, yeah, I don't have a problem. Obviously, they're going to pull that kid with whooping cough, take him out, and they're going to monitor the situation. So thanks for playing along, Super Don. You were really good on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for including me in the game show.
I'm just
what are we
going to
call this?
What does Super Don think? That's what we call it.
Producers say the darndest things.
There you go. Hey, you
there
know
There you go.
All Barb, right. How did she find out about us? Do you know?
I don't. It was the question came in through the website.
Okay, let me read further in her letter, and it says, thank you for your expert advice. No, Barb, I don't give advice. Just give information. You get to figure out what to do with it. She says, I know you from the Truth About Cancer docuseries and also the Truth About Vaccines docuseries.
Ah, yep. Well, there you go.
There you go, Ty Bollinger, making everybody know everybody about all the good stuff that we do here.
Truth about cancer, truth about vaccines, and then tonight we get truth about pet cancer.
The truth about pet cancer, which apparently I'm in there barking like a dog. So nice. Everybody tune in for that. That could be rather interesting.
I just might have to now.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to check that out. So big, exciting news. Truth about pet cancer breaks tonight, this very night. So if you're listening live, great. You're going to be the first to hear it. If you're listening later, each episode, unless Ty tells me otherwise, will be available for 24 hours and then gone until like a replay weekend. But maybe they're doing it differently this time. That's part of what we're going to find out tonight with Ty Bollinger when we go outside the box. Let's see. People are upset on our side of the equation with Trump's latest pick to head the CDC. Somebody we've talked about him. And I don't know why anybody would be surprised about this. If you're putting somebody in charge of the CDC, there's a litmus test. And it is basically that you got to love these things. What did you think that was going to happen with this new guy, Robert Redfield, CDC director? There, people are, again, our friends are up in arms over this, but again, they're not so surprised. But in Fierce Pharma, they got a published article that said Trump's latest pick for a top healthcare post, CDC director, Robert Redfield, touts the importance of vaccination, right? He's like, yep, most important thing I did in my life, he says, according to the report, is vaccinating everybody in the armed forces against hepatitis B. Really? That's your most important thing you've done? Right there, you're disqualified in my book, but in the CDC's book, you're a man top dog. You are right down our alley. In fact, everything we need is a head of CDC that worships at the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and is a card-carrying member of the vaccine denomination. Why? Because the bulk of their reason for being, I will not say that in French, somebody else can do that, their reason for being is vaccines. Is to promote their utilization, is to make sure that they get every vaccine they can on the childhood schedule so that it will then be released from any liability should it injure or even kill your children. And so to put somebody at the CDC head that has even a question about the science of vaccination at all, about anything the CDC has said, would never make it. I mean, they would find a way to call the YouTube shooter up and go, see, this is the guy responsible for you not monetizing your YouTube. And then they target her against whoever that would be. That's how serious the CDC is about promoting vaccines without fail, without exception, without exemption if they had their way. And yet, was it yesterday with John Rappaport? I know we talked more about the whole vaccine promotion within the CDC. I'm just trying, there's so many stories that come through on a daily basis. I'm haphazardly trying to figure out when was the last time we discussed this. But remember, folks, they covered up the Verstraten study. Oh, that was Brian Hooker is bringing that back out as well. And what else? The CDC whistleblower, William Thompson. Julie Gerberding. That was the story we were covering.
That's the one, yeah.
She, you know, being given an award for Woman of the Year. For what? Never saying no to a vaccine when she was with CDC and then being paid off big time by heading up Merck's $5 billion, probably $7 billion vaccine division. What did you think? You know, the CDC, other than the toxicologist, needs to be dismantled. Let the CDC be turned over to the toxicologist, and then we'll actually learn something. We'll actually prevent disease. We'll actually reverse disease. But until that happens, I'm not in support of just about any bit of their budget. They could be decommissioned, and we'd all be healthier. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating in the least. They promote the harmful impediments to good health by intoxicating children and adults alike, flu shots with mercury. They're actually creating more disease than they're preventing. And remember the flu shot, the annual push of the flu shot. No evidence that the majority of those with flu even have the flu. When they do the lab test, it turns out 85-90% no flu whatsoever. So, folks, no surprise. It's only a surprise as to why Trump is still playing along, knowing what he knows about vaccines. What would they really do if he came out against vaccines while in his administration? Is that the step too far? That they say, Trump, you know, you're a renegade. We get that. You can do a lot of stuff. But, you know, I know what you said about vaccines before you got in here. But don't even touch them now that you're in. Because, yeah, you know what happened to JFK? You know what happened to MLK and RF? You know, like I said, these are the things that happen behind the scenes when something threatens the global order. Pray for him that he goes out truthfully on vaccines.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tonight, you love animals. You got the greatest truth about pet cancer ever. The first one ever. I think the biggest one, the best. And Ty Bollinger is going to be up next, and we're going to introduce that to you and for you. And we'll also talk about a lot of other things in the news, including MLK Jr.'s assassination 50 years ago, what we have still yet to learn about these things, and the sordid tales that are woven, many to confuse you. But there are realities behind this we want to discuss, and we'll get there. Once again, acknowledging the passing of our good friend Liam Sheff a year ago, 2 days from now. So Friday will be a year. It's just crazy that it's been a year already. And I'm wearing a shirt that he designed. In fact, he designed this postcard, just silly postcard, talking about GMOs, and it was for the Robert Scott Bell Show, a promo card many years ago now. And I still wear this T-shirt. It's kind of fading out, but great stuff Liam has done. Question is, what makes you happy? And I was just like, I was lost in space on that Super Don, so I apologize. I didn't crossfade the happy music. I just right. kind of, my mind went there, you know, thinking about these things. And if I think about what makes you truly happy and healthy, I guess, you know, it's like a weird thing to talk about the loss of your friend, right? But when we can get together and reminisce about the good times, that does bring happiness. It does bring happiness. I want to do that tomorrow with Joni Abbott and you. We're going to talk about Liam tomorrow, because Friday we'll be live at the NoCo Hemp Expo in Colorado. Now, this article that you found about the headline, What Makes Us Truly Happy and Healthy, you know, the only thing is not just not ill, right? The idea of health. Health is the absence of disease. Well, you know, that's just kind of getting along, right? If you're happy that you're not ill, I mean, that's a low bar to set. Perhaps if you've been ill chronically like I have been in my young life, first 24 years, being not ill might be enough to make you ecstatic. But as you learn about other levels and layers of feeling good and being able to do things and move and things, you find different levels of perhaps happiness. But, you know, if the happiness is only a result of your ability to be healthy and moving about the cabin, is that enough, right? Because the people that are, then you hear about the, you know, tragic accidents, but they live and they're somehow hobbled or handicapped in a way. some of these people still find happiness. Maybe even more happiness than when they were fully mobile. So, I don't know, Super Don. This is a hard one to define. And in this article off of Medical Express, they don't even give you the answers. Like, we can't even, there's no
well, that's,
choice.
That's the thing, you know. Yeah. It's like, there's Medical Express, right? This is where you go to read about the studies and the research and the discoveries and stuff. So when you see the headline, and when I saw it, I was kind of like, oh, interesting. Let's see what these guys is, what their angle is, what their twist is, you know, and what is it that's really means happy and healthy. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you read through it and you're left wanting because they don't know. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is basically about, that there's this Harvard, I've never even heard of it, the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health.
Mm-hmm. And happiness.
Is what they're doing is they're putting together a multi-year study. And they are going to follow this group of people and develop this comprehensive assessment that's going to take physical, emotional health, purpose, character strength, social connectedness, and financial security. And they're going to measure all these things individually and then try and figure out what the perfect combination of those things is that will equate to true happiness and health.
Right.
Now, when I'm reading this, I'm like, you know, you guys are trying to measure something. I don't think you really can from a scientific standpoint, because you can look at numbers and data, you know, and things of that nature and think that you've figured out some kind of magic formula. But, you know, happiness is not something that can be measured scientifically. I think they're chasing their tails on this one. And it's the nature of science, is they always want to try and you know the reductionist.
Boil it down to
you know.
Yeah, reductionist. Yeah. You're right. For me, it's inspiration. It's inspiring people to, you know, discover their mission and purpose, and then of course bringing the power to heal. When that light goes on, and go, my gosh, I can do this too, Robert. That's happiness for me. And I'm not saying that's the only definition. I'm just one that just comes right to mind. I love it when people's light turns on and they go, I get it now. I know why I'm here. And I'm gonna get on living it. And, you know, when you don't have that mission or purpose in life, there's a lot less of what I would define as happiness. So for me, it's a spiritual thing that will manifest out every which way. But loose! Okay, we'll let it loose. We'll let it loose. Next hour with Ty Bollinger. Get ready for The Truth About Pet Cancer. It's launching right after the Robert Scott Bell Show. For those of you listening live, check it out. Links up. RobertScottBell.com for the power to heal. And Heal Muffy, too, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.